Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. About 1.5% of American children have autism spectrum disorder. It's a developmental disorder characterized by atypical behavior and slow language learning. For Latinos, the problem starts with diagnosing autism. Poor medical access means the rate of diagnosis is lower for Latinos than it is for the general population. From Pittsburgh, Erica Barras reports.
Jorge and Adenia Bernal knew early on that something was different about their son, Jesus. There was the way he acted, constant hand flapping and excessive crying. He also wasn't learning to talk, not the Spanish they had grown up speaking in Mexico, and not the English spoken in Pittsburgh. When they took him to doctors, they heard this.
Quizás porque hablan dos idiomas. Ustedes hablan español y acá hablan inglés. Oye, inglés y español está confundido, no sabe qué cosa es.
Por eso no hablaba, pero no. Porque con mi hija hablaba español y hablaba inglés y veíamos la diferencia porque mi hija es más pequeña que él.
The Bernals were young parents and hadn't mastered English or the American healthcare system. So they went with what the doctors told them, that because they spoke Spanish at home, Jesus' English wasn't developing.
No puedes decir que porque habla inglés o español quiere decir que no te va a hablar ninguna lengua. Tiene que hablar algo. Pero el problema es que no hablaba nada. Sí. Por eso nunca nos creímos pues lo que decía la gente.
They thought their child should have been speaking some language, and they didn't believe what they were told. After all, Jesus' younger sister was already adept at both languages, while Jesus was barely speaking either. Eventually, the Bernals found their way to Diego Chavez Henico, a pediatrician whose specialty is developmental behavior. He's originally from Colombia.
¿Cómo está, Jesús?
That's Jesus, now 9 years old, greeting Dr. Diego in the waiting room of Salud para Niños, or Health for Children, the busy bilingual clinic he runs.
Buenos días, ¿cómo están? ¿Cómo me les va? ¿Cómo les ha ido? ¿Cómo va todo? ¿Cómo está Lino? Hola, campeón.
As he makes the rounds, Dr. Diego greets his young patients with a hi, princess, hey, champion. It was Dr. Diego who diagnosed Jesus with autism. The prevalence of autism has risen dramatically in recent years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 1 in 68 children have it. But that's for the general population. Dr. Diego says those numbers don't reflect Latino numbers.
If you are Hispanic in the United States, you're less likely to be diagnosed with autism. If you are Hispanic in southwestern Pennsylvania, you're even less likely to be diagnosed with autism.
And when they are diagnosed, studies show, it can be years later than their white counterparts. Why? The explanations are the same as for many health disparities. Latinos are more likely to live below the poverty line, but less likely to have health insurance or a family doctor. Here in Pittsburgh, where Latino communities are fairly new, the problems are exacerbated.
Even though we have made progress in terms of screening, assessing, diagnosing, referring and treating kids with autism, we're still not at the level that where we could be if we were, you know, in another part of the country where the population is more prevalent or where the population is more visible.
Dr. Diego says not being diagnosed early on can be detrimental. The earlier a child gets into early intervention services, the better the long-term outcome.
And a lot of the times I use myself as an example. I said, you know, the fact that I have an accent when I speak in English has to do with the fact that I didn't learn English when I was young enough. I learned my English when I was 10, 13 years old. If I had learned my English when I was 2 or 3 years old, I wouldn't have this accent. I missed that boat. We don't want our kids to miss that boat.
For years, his conclusions have been based on anecdotes. Families like the Bernals, whose children haven't been given diagnoses until they found their way to him or one of his colleagues. But in the last couple of years, university studies out of California, Oregon, and Texas, as well as data from the CDC, have backed up his work. Dr. Diego says awareness is also an issue.
I have conversations with families where I mention the word autism, and families have never heard this term. They have never heard the diagnosis.
Adenia Bernal hadn't.
Así es que preguntamos cómo íbamos a hacer, si había una cura, un medicamento, pero no. Era pura terapia, así es que nos concentramos en darle mucha terapia.
Adenia Bernal learned there was no medicine for autism, only therapy, mostly in speech and behavior. Although there's no known cause or cure, the Bernals wanted to do everything they could for their son. It wasn't easy. The family didn't own a car to get to daily appointments. Adenia became a stay-at-home mother to handle Jesus' care, which hurt the family financially. And not speaking English made it hard for her to communicate with therapists.
El único support que teníamos era entre ella y yo.
The only support they had, Jorge says, was each other. Jesus was diagnosed before age 3, and he's made great strides. He shakes my hand when I meet him, he's mainstreamed at school, and he's gone from services every day to a few afternoons a week. And when you speak to him, he speaks back.
You want to go play on the computer?
Yes. No, yo no te voy a estar viendo.
Just wait a minute, okay?
I can watch you. Nah, I can look at you.
Okay.
For Latino USA, I'm Erica Barris in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.